DW.
That's the sound of carinata seeds in a jar, produced from naturally grown Ethiopian mustard seed, not for human consumption. Carinata has been bred by the NRC, Canada's National Research Council, and AgriSoma, a Canadian biofuel company, to produce a high amount of oil. Steve Fabianski is AgriSoma's CEO.
Carinata looks a lot like the canola crop. It's different in that it is bushier and grows well on areas where a lot of food crops like canola won't grow. This is just a bottle of fuel that's produced from carinata. Since it's an advanced biofuel, it looks, behaves, and acts just like its petroleum equivalent, with the exception that it's not fossil fuel derived. That would go straight into the tank of the airplane.
And that's important in the battle against rising greenhouse gas emissions, as carinata produces 80% fewer CO2 emissions than conventional jet fuels. This second-generation biofuel could be a sustainable alternative to petroleum-based fuel. First generations of biofuels have been criticized for turning crops like corn into fuel rather than food. Carinata oil can only be used for industrial purposes, while many of these crops, like brown mustard, used to make Dijon, have been cultivated as a food crop. This is not one of them, mainly as they have an unpleasant taste, says Fabianski. They can be grown in fallow fields to complement crop rotation or in fields where food crops won't grow. Once the oil is extracted, the plant residue can be used as feed for farm animals. In January this year, a Qantas plane full of passengers flew 13,000 kilometers from Los Angeles to Melbourne, fueled in part by carinata. It's believed to be the first U.S.-Australian trans-Pacific flight powered by biofuel. Steve Fabianski.
I think it's just another illustration of how robust and practical these biofuel solutions are.
Even if just 10% of the fuel was carinata, can that make a dent in emissions?
Oh, anytime you bring in a low-carbon fuel and mix it with a high-carbon output fuel, you're going to start to address the emissions.
For example, it's estimated that on that historic flight between Los Angeles and Melbourne, there was a 7% reduction in emissions. The International Air Transport Association, which represents the international aviation sector, aims to cut CO2 emissions from aviation in half what they were in 2005 by 2050, and it sees biofuel as key to achieving that goal. Currently, the airline industry only allows up to a maximum of 50% of its fuel on passenger flights to be biofuel. That's the limit set by ASTM, the American section of the International Association for Testing Materials, who have determined that a 50% blend ratio is safe until what they call more service experience is gained with biofuel. The more experience the industry gains with biofuel, says ASTM, the more likely it is to rise above that 50% threshold. The International Coalition for Sustainable Aviation, or ICSA, says that while biofuels have a role to play in reducing emissions, they are far from a silver bullet. Rising air traffic means growing demand for fuel and therefore an increase in the aviation sector's carbon footprint, thereby negating any savings in emissions. The coalition would like to see greater investment in emerging technologies like hybrid electric and full electric aircraft. But as NRC researcher Pervez Cantinwala points out, these technologies just aren't ready yet.
Electrification and hydrogen, these are all new concepts that aviation is looking at. But the problem is those things are quite a ways away, potentially 30 plus years away for mass transit.
The ICSA acknowledged that carinata holds a lot of promise as a biofuel and that it's already reaching commercial scale. To find out more, I visited the NRC's Flight Research Laboratory in Ottawa. Anthony Brown, a veteran of the Australian Air Force, was the research test flight engineer. He gathered data while flying behind the NRC's Falcon 20 research plane. Anthony took me on a tour of the trailblazing Falcon 20.
Up you go, Shannon, I think. Now, there's bits of the floor here, but if you wanted to crouch, you could go and stand through there.
So we are in the cockpit.
Yes, indeed.
In October 2012, it flew the world's first 100% civilian biofuel flight on Carinata. A number of airlines have been experimenting with mixing conventional fuel with used cooking oils. How do passengers feel about flying on aircraft fueled by plants? I went to Ottawa International Airport to find out.
Yeah, I mean, I would trust, this is the National Research Council, I trust that it's tested and they're not going to be flying airplanes if the fuel isn't safe, so yes.
Just the idea of running on plants, yeah, it's kind of weird. The more you think of it, it's not quite so bad.
Sure. If it was, you know, went through all the testing and people that designed it went on those flights first and they survived, yeah, why not?
Now that the testing phase of Carinata is over, it's moved into commercial production. Agrisoma CEO Steve Fabianski believes Carinata-fueled planes could soon be carrying you to your next destination.
I would like to see Carinata provide about a third of the jet fuel for the global aviation industry. And
by when?
Over the next 5 to 7 years. We think it's doable.
Shan Griffiths, DW, Ottawa, Canada.
DW.